We will go out to St. Petersburg, Russia. Ryan Rashog from TSN joins us. Shogger, how you doing?
Doing well today, buddy. How are you?
I am all right. I had a really good laugh with Ray Ferraro's tweet of you being the meathead. But honestly, I had a better laugh when Willie Mitchell tweeted the running picture of Ray Ferraro.
If anybody has not seen that yet, get to a computer right away and search Willie Mitchell and Ray Ferraro on Twitter. So that's a picture that Willie Mitchell, it's actually a real picture of Ray. Like, he was out running and took his shirt off and was doing stairs and sit-ups and push-ups. And a picture showed up on Twitter of him doing that. Willie Mitchell took that picture and photoshopped it and tweeted it back to Ray. And so today, when Ray decided to be Mr. Funny Man on Twitter and rip me apart, Willie Mitchell came over the top and just hammered Ray. The best part of that picture is his arms. His arms are hysterical in that picture.
I will. I'm gonna retweet it right now for people in case they haven't seen it.
It is absolutely epic. Well, when I showed Ray, he almost dropped to the floor. He was laughing so hard. He thought, oh, because he thought he was so smart getting me to pose underneath that. And he was like, oh, I'm going to take a picture of you. And I thought, oh, okay, my buddy Ray wants a picture. You know, him and I on the road together, that's a nice memory. Meathead right over my head.
Oh, man. Well, the best part is whoever doctored that picture of Ferraro, like, that's a fantastic job of photoshopping. Because
it was Willie Mitchell.
He did it himself.
Did that.
Oh, my God. That guy.
Yes.
We got to get him to enter. We'll have to get him to enter one of our contests because, man, I have seen some good photoshopping over the years. But, like, that is sick.
Oh, it's the arms. The arms are the best.
Oh, buddy, the arms. What about the spare tire around? He looks like he's on a 70-year-old body. And the gray.
Like, he's about 70 years old, too.
The gray hair on the shoulders. I thought that was the best part. Oh, I was dying when I saw that.
Twitter mayhem on a long road trip,
absolutely epic. Now
it's starting to come off the rails a little bit out here, but I'm not gonna lie to you, like the tweets that are being sent out, Dregs, it's getting a little out of hand on Twitter. We need to dial it in because it's on a long road trip like this, you don't want it to get too far off the rails.
Now off the rails was Canada yesterday. It was ugly for them, and the good news, it's a game that ultimately didn't cost them anything other than a seeding position. What do you make of it? Like, to me, I would be quite surprised if they went away from Cam Talbot. You're covering it. You're a lot closer. Do you think there's any chance Talbot doesn't start tomorrow?
No, I don't think there's any chance. And if you look at the decision-making of the management team and the coaching staff before the tournament started or just after it started, I think that really answers the question. This is one of the years where they very clearly brought a starting goalie and a backup. No question about it. There's a clear-cut starter and a clear-cut backup. They had the opportunity to add a goaltender after the first round, and they had roster spots, and they decided not to. So that sent the signal that Cam Talbot was going to be their guy. And so even though it's gone a little bad here for Cam in his last start, I'd be stunned if they went away from him. The other thing that signals that to me is if they were even considering starting Pickard in the next game, they would have pulled Cam in the third period to get Pickard in there and get playing a little bit. But they would have had that meeting after the second period of that game when Cam was struggling so badly and said, what are we doing here, guys? And they said, I'm sure they said, we got to let him play through it. He's the guy. Had they pulled him at that point and played Pickard, and Pickard played well the rest of the way, now they got a decision to make. But I don't think there's a decision to make. I think it'll be Talbot.
Shogger, you're over there with Dregs and all the other guys. Are you hearing anything as far as trade rumblings? Oilers fans, of course, are marking their days on their calendar with an X every day as it gets closer to the draft, because usually there are some deals on draft day. We've seen it historically in the past, and some big names have been moved. Are you hearing anything over there with a lot of the media guys and a lot of the GMs around there?
Yeah, you know what? Like, we talk a lot about it like everybody else. I wouldn't say that there's a lot more going on over here on that front. I think over here it's more about taking a look at the prospects. It's more about looking for that free agent you might find. And as you saw today, a couple of guys out of this tournament got signed, that goaltender Vey and who is the kid from Slovakia, Martin Rabai, got signed as well by the Montreal Canadiens. So it's more about those types of things. There's lots of talk, and we've talked a lot about it. We, you know, the GMs are around, and the guys are having conversations with them, but the draft is really where it heats up, right? Everybody knows that. You very rarely see trades during the playoffs, very rarely see trades in the even weeks leading up to the draft. It usually all hits at the draft, and I think that's what the case is going to be. So not to pour cold water on the trade talk, because it's fun, and there should be lots of it right now, but I just don't think that's what this moment in time is about here.
Ryan Rashog from TSN joins us in St. Petersburg. Rashog, just two more quick ones for you. Line A and sure. Matthews. And hey, we've covered the draft for a long time. There's guys falling, and we've seen some guys fall down at other positions. But, Philippe Forsberg's probably the biggest drop I can recall in the last 5 years, when this was a guy who was rated top three and then dropped all the way to 11, and that was a big mistake by a lot of the teams who let him drop. But Patrick Line A and Matthews, you've watched them both. How close do you think that – is this like 1A and 1B? Or is Matthews still better?
I would say Austin Matthews is still definitely has some separation there. I wasn't sure after the first couple of games, but you can't ever judge anything on a game or two, right?
Yep.
So I've watched both of them, seen almost every one of their games. And Matthews, he has a couple of things going for him. His game is a little more well-rounded. If I'm breathing heavy, it's because Ray literally just chased me down the sidewalk. He has this thing he does where he tries to give people a snake bite on the leg while they're doing radio. And he just chased me down the sidewalk while you're asking me that question. So that's why I'm breathing heavy. Matthews is the center. And I think the value of a franchise guy being a center, I think that Mike Babcock believes in that. I think that, Maple Leafs management believes in that. His game is a little more well-rounded. It's a little bit more thorough at both ends. Whereas Line A is like, I love Line A's game. I love the way the guy plays. Like, he has a nose for the net. He always wants the shot. He's got pushback. Like, people mess around with him out there. He gives it right back. He's got some attitude. He's got some jam. When he wants to play physical, he can just bomb into guys. So I really like his game. But honestly, if I were picking, I would take, and Matthews will be a franchise center, I would take the franchise center, but Winnipeg is going to get an absolute gem in Line A. He's going to be an exceptional player, but I think overall, I think Matthews ends up being a more important piece to a team over a 7 or 8 year stretch.
Shagar, I'm going to let you go. I know you had a lot of sightseeing. I'm just curious, what did you think of the world's largest paint museum?
Oh, man. So was that Dreger or was that Ferraro who texted that to you?
Buddy, I don't know what you're talking about. I heard you went to the largest paint museum.
I need to explain this now?
No. Buddy, I'll let you go. I'll explain. Basically, you went to the Hermitage, which is a world-famous art museum. You just happened to call it the paint museum in one of your...
So we're standing out front and we're about to tape a hit. And so I had to do the intro, and luckily it was on tape, and I just said, it's one of the great places to see here in St. Petersburg. It's Hermitage, 3 million pieces in the building, home to the world's largest paint collection. And Dregs and Ferraro fell to the ground. They were laughing so hard. Parker had the best line. He says, "This hit brought to you by Benjamin Moore." So it was one of those moments, and I'm not going to hear the end of it for a long, long time. So really, really thrilled that you're bringing it up on the radio. Thanks, buddy.
Well, hey, tell Dregs happy 25th anniversary for me.
Yes, absolutely. I will. I'll pass that on.
Perfect. And tell Ray he should do jogging a little bit more. He's got a little work to do.
Well, he seemed pretty fast chasing me down the sidewalk a few minutes ago.
Well, hey, that's good. You guys should have a race and videotape it and put it on Twitter. See who's faster.
That's a terrible idea. Yeah. Terrible idea.
Shagar, have fun in St. Petersburg. We'll talk to you tomorrow after Canada and Sweden, and they'll either be into the semis or out of the tournament.
Sounds good, buddy. Take care.
Ryan Rashog from a street in St. Petersburg.